final of the three-part series called Respect Yourself. Can you say that with me? Respect. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Why don't you think back? You ever heard a message in church? A message in church solely devoted to you respecting yourself. You ever heard a message like that? Well, I've been doing this for years. I've never preached a message like I'm going to preach this morning. Okay? On respecting yourself. You know? Because it sounds like, you know, it sounds sort of arrogant, doesn't it? It sounds sort of prideful. And at church, we're supposed to come and be humble, right? Say. Sure. But if you don't respect you, who is? Say. Amen? Let's talk about it today. All right? Here we go. Respect. You got to have it, baby. Today, respect yourself. If you're here today for the first time, what we do, we use this big screen. There'll be scriptures, all kinds of stuff. I'll ask you to read some with me, and that's just going to help it sink in pretty good. Also, you can go to our website, many different ways to get there. You know, PastorGary.com, FellowshipInglewood.com, lots of ways to get there. You can go to JesusChristStrong.com. You can get there a lot of ways. Amen? And you can check this message out on your own, see everything. This is one of those that you might want to check out again and just get in your spirit real good. Talking about respecting yourself today. Got some steps, and we've been going over some things over the last 2 weeks. And something came to me in my office this week. I don't think anybody, not that we're great or we're this great thinkers, because you know I'm from the country, all right? But I'm going to tell you something. We came up with something this week that I've never seen before. Never seen anybody do this before. I think it's something new. And I like it. And it happened by accident, really. I wasn't planning on it. I was talking about God, respecting others, and I was using the Ten Commandments. Y'all know that, right? So let's look at these stairs. Here we go. Let's look at these steps. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How many commandments are there? 10. So I sort of saw this in my office this week and put it together. And the team worked with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. God. Respect who? God. How many were here for that sermon? Respect God. Amen? Let's look at it. Number one. Then respect who? Others. 5 through 10. Last week, how many are here for that? Respect others. Okay, so respect God. Respect others. And see how we're walking up the stairs? Uh-oh. And there's an 11th commandment over there. We're going to get to him later. Respect who? Yourself. Amen? But you don't start over there. Guess where you start? You start back here. You don't start over there. You start back here. Let's look at it real quick. I'm going to do a little review with you. Here we go. Number one. Commandment number one is a sword. The sword is pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. That's right. I have no other gods before me. Give God what? First place. Number two is a swan. The second commandment is a swan. Not just any swan, it's a gold swan. Gold, idols. Make no idols. Keep perspective that God's God and you ain't. Amen. Say. Amen. Your attitude. Okay? No idols. Number three is two V's. V, vain. Don't take God's name in what? Vain. The third commandment, your profession. Words matter. What you say out of your mouth matters. Amen? Especially words that you use to curse and swear and say things against God. Have you lost your mind? Say. It matters. I don't mean that. I'm really a good person. You're not. You're just telling yourself that. Your profession matters. Number four, this is all having to do with respecting God. Number four is a piece of what? Cheese on a what? And what kind of cheese? Swiss, and Swiss has what? Keep the Sabbath. That's it. Amen. Make it a priority. God's plans are above my plans. Amen. And that's just respecting God. So we started up these steps. How many have been walking with me? Amen. Come on. See, these commandments aren't given to hit you over the head to make you feel like a dog, for God to control you. These commandments are given
to help you get to the top. They've been given to help you get to the top. I want to get to the top, don't you? I want to get to 11. I don't want to quit at 4. Amen. Number 5, respect who? Others. Respect others. Number 5 was a what? Puppy dog begging before a judge. We call the judge your honor your father and mother. It's proper to give respect to your parents. Number 6 is a long monkey's tail. It's also a, say it with me, don't kill the monkey. I know if you've been visiting today, you feel so left out and lost. Amen. Get my DVD on the Ten Commandments today. When you walk out, if you weren't here, we'll give it to you free of charge. You can grab it on the way out free of charge so you can learn all these. Number 6, life. Thou shalt not kill. Life is what? Precious. Number 7 is an upside down. Don't putter around. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Have purity in your marriage and in other relationships. You understand? Purity. We're respecting others when we do that. Did you realize that, yes or no? I got to watch my tongue right there. Here we go. Number 8. Number 8 is a snowman, but not any snowman. He's a bad snowman. He's a snowman with a, who wears a mask? Thieves. Thou shalt not steal. Buy it, fool. Purchase it. That's respecting other people, not just taking it. That's, what are you? You're a thief. Amen. Prosperity. Respect that. The fact that you can go out in this great country and buy and do. You don't have to steal. Amen? Number 9 is a balloon on a... What did the little girl do? She lied on the balloon and popped it. She lied on the balloon. Thou shalt not lie. Why don't I lie? Because I'm a person of principle. If you can lie, listen to me. If you can lie, you're not a person of principle. And you have zero respect for other people. You understand? You lie to me, you may as well just walk right up to me and spit on me. I'd rather you do that so I could just absolutely knock a snot out of you right then. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to be ugly. Come on, be a person of what? Principle. Tell the what? Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Come on. Number 10, respecting others. We're walking up these steps. God didn't give us these steps to punish us. He's trying to get us to where we can stand tall. Where we can stand tall. Amen. Number 10 is a basketball. It's not any basketball. It's Michael Jordan's back. The greatest ball player of all time. He's rich. He's famous. He's from North Carolina. Anyway, all that good stuff. Thou shalt not covet Michael Jordan's basketball. The idea is praise God for what you do have instead of being discontent over what you don't have. Amen? Yes or no? Praise God for what you got, man. Contentment. So, this is respecting others. So, respecting God, respecting others. And it was just sort of neat to me this week to see these steps and walk up these steps. And when I got up high, I was like, wow, I'm up here now. I'm not here to look down on people because I keep the Ten Commandments. I'm up here because of what respecting God and respecting others has done for me. You understand? And I'm now in a place to be blessed. And a place of favor. Number 11. I can actually have peace in my life. Because I respect myself. Well, somebody else thinks this. Well, I know how I feel about God. And I know how I treat others. And what other man may say, hey, that's their problem. I have peace with me. Wouldn't it be a great place to be? And look how tall you can stand. Doesn't it feel good? Say, God, others, and yourself, respect. I want to talk today about commandment number 11. We just did a little preview. Now let's talk about commandment number 11. Here we go. Respect yourself. Can you say that with me? Come on now. Respect yourself. We're fixing to turn and learn. One more time. Respect yourself. One more time. Respect yourself. I've met so many people who do not respect themselves. They continue to get hooked up with people, let people treat them like crap and like dirt. When is that going to stop? Say, y'all hear me or not? When are you going to stand up? Not just stand up because you're mad. Stand up because you made a change in your life. You started respecting God for what? Living like you ought to. And respecting others. Why? Because you want to live this way. It's going to pay off big time. You're going to be in a position to be an overcomer. To have victory in your life. Are y'all hearing me today? I'm pretty excited about this message. I believe I could take this on the road. People need this. You hear me? That's what I'm feeling in my office. Not only do you need it, Gary, people need it. Why? I love this. Let's talk about respecting yourself. Jesus said, Matthew 22, unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. We saw that in 1 through 4, respecting God. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love who? Thy neighbor, that's 5 through 10, as who? That's 11. You hearing me? Keep looking. Say that with me. Love your neighbor as who? No, I don't love myself. I don't respect myself. Well, then there's a problem, isn't there? Something's broken. Something ain't going to work here. Love your neighbor as who? Yourself. Jesus said it. And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. Plain English, pop it up. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Say that with me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto who? I guess you do matter, don't you? Say. If you're to love your neighbor as yourself and you're to do to others as you would have them do to you, I guess somewhere in the big picture here, you matter. Are y'all following my math or did I lose you? Hope you're okay. The 11th commandment. Y'all ready to learn the 11th commandment? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. The 11th commandment basically is that golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Say that with me. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Number 11. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Here's the 11th commandment. Here we go.
It's good.
Come on. Do your hands with me right quick. Here we go. Here we go, one more time. It's
good
to respect yourself. One more time.
It's good
to respect yourself. One more time.
It's good
to respect yourself. That's the 11th command. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You hear me? This is good. I don't care what some church has taught you. Oh no, you can't talk about yourself. You're being proud. I'm sick of that message. It's crazy. You're supposed to let people just run over you and treat you like dirt. Where'd that come from? You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying be so sensitive that whenever some little something goes wrong, you go all ballistic. Your head spins around backwards like a nut. Are you hearing me? That's not what I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about to have people just continually disrespect you. And you live with that. And then all over time, you start to believe that's who you are. No, you're a nut. We're going to fix that. Can we work on that? Say. I'm riled up on this one now. Amen. Come on. The 11th commandment is what? Good, good. I hope we're doing that a lot with the Vikings this year. I don't know. We got Donovan McNabb. I'm worried. But anyway, that's another story. Here we go. I got to get back to preaching. I just lost my mind. Here we go. It's good to love your neighbor as who? It's good to do to others as you would have them do to you. That's good. That's good. But remember, you didn't start at 11. You started over here with respecting God. And you've been walking up those steps. Amen? Okay? So often we get full of ourselves because we haven't gone up the steps. And it's all about us, and we're nuts. But when you walk up these steps, and you become a complete person in the area of respect, all of a sudden you're standing tall. Amen? That's the plan. It's good to do to others what I expect to be done to me. But if I get to the place in my life where I don't matter, and you can do anything that you want to me, and I just accept it, well, I'm pitiful then, ain't I? Say, I can't do that. I've got, if I'm going to be a complete person, I've got to have respect for myself. Are y'all hearing me today? Good. Sounds like you're cued right in. It's good. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. This is good stuff. It's called respecting yourself. Let's keep moving. And we're rolling now. We're into this thing. I want you to see a scripture on marriage in Ephesians. But I want you to dig a little bit deeper on this scripture with me. So ought men to love their wives. Say it with me. As their what? Own bodies. Now watch this. He that loveth his wife does what? Loves himself. So Ephesians is telling us that you need to love yourself. Did you hear that? If you're really going to be able to love. For no man yet ever hated his own flesh, say it with me, but what? Nourishes and cherishes even as the Lord, the church. Now let's look at this. What does this teach us about respecting yourself? You're to love yourself. You are to nourish yourself. Don't expect me to be coming over to the house and feeding you. I know. You nourish yourself. You take care of yourself. Right? Yes or no? Why? It's because you care about yourself. And then finally, cherish yourself. That word cherish, the idea is protect yourself. Protect yourself. Even guard yourself. Take care of yourself. As you would take care of your wife, or you're to do that for you. Are y'all listening, or did I lose you all of a sudden? And now look at something else. Here's what we're supposed to do. If we have a healthy respect for ourselves, we're to love, we're to care, and we're to protect. Say that with me. We're to love, we're to care, and we're to protect. Okay? Let's keep rolling. It's not egotistical. Say it with me. It's. Now you need to get that down. I want you to say that again with me. It's not egotistical. It is. I just show you the Bible or what? This is biblical to respect yourself. And through all this, I'm not saying you put yourself above everybody else. The steps, God, others, and then who? Yourself. But somehow, if you leave yourself out of the equation, you'll never be right in your life. You might go a long ways, but somewhere along the way, you're going to run off the rails. You understand? And if you don't respect yourself, I know this is a fact right now. You're miserable. You are miserable. Maybe not all the time. But there are times where you have deep despair because of the way you feel about yourself. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Let's go. It's what? Good to respect yourself. Come on. I'm going to say something to you. Listen real loud and clear. It is a good thing for me to expect others to do good to me. Now, I'm not talking that there's not going to be persecution in the world. I'm not talking when I present Christ or I preach, everybody's going to agree with me. But it is a good thing for Gary Clark to expect other people to do good to me. Because I respect God, because I respect them, they ought to respect me. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I'm going to be honest with you. If you get in my face and disrespect, I'm just going to jump, I'll be all over you. Are y'all hearing me or not today? I'm just telling you. That's not to mean I can't be a servant. That's not to mean I can't walk away from a fight. I'm most likely not going to pick up something and hit you upside the head. It could happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. But the point is, to disrespect me and for me to accept disrespect when I know my heart toward God and I know my heart toward people, and for you to disrespect me is not acceptable to me. And by the way, adios. I won't keep you in my life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you today? I just won't. Because if I do, if I just keep doing that, basically what I'm doing is I'm just laying down. Just walk on me. Let's go ahead. I have a bad back. Don't walk on me. It's good for me to expect others to do good to me. Y'all listening or not? Yeah, come on. Some of you have been beat up. I bet you in this room, some of you have been literally beat with fists. Beat with fists. Especially ladies, beat with fists. And you somehow accepted that because of something you did or something you did wrong or something. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody should ever take to... Did you hear me? Ever! But you get to the healthy self-respect whatsoever. Painful message. I'm sorry. Amen. For me to expect others to... Right! For me to expect that. Guess just anything to know. And long you're a nervous breakdown. You hearing me? Respect God. I hope you'll know that you're part of Asian too. That you can expect others to do good to you. And that's good. He loves you. He's on your side, man. You're a new Christ Jesus. Respect yourself. It's good or abuse. Good for me to expect. Or you think that's healthy, yes or no? Yeah, it's good. No, it's bad. Amen. Good. No, it's y'all here. Come on, praise the Lord this morning. Yeah, on stage today matters, and I'm going to tell you. When you screw with my respect and me respect, then I'm short circuiting something along the way here to where I am not the complete person that God wants me to be. You hear me? It's not about me being so big and great and all that. I just see. And if I allow you to disrespect me or somebody in my life respect me and me to just accept that and become a part of accepting, man, respect yourself. That's what helped me now. As I don't know if you've been hearing me the whole sermon. I've been talking about God, others, you. Others, you. You. It's about balance. Respecting yourself is about balance. If you have no respect for yourself, then there's no balance. You're out of whack. Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That's the first commandment. The second is neighbor. The third part of the Bible. 1 Corinthians.
And hope and what? Love. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul have faith to mountains. But say it with me if you know. I'm become as a tinkling brass. Remember that? A tinkling cymbal? Like a clanging brass or tinkling cymbal? You've got to have balance. Somebody can say, well, I believe God, amen. I love Jesus, amen. I know the Bible, amen. But if you don't love people, what good are you? You have no balance. You understand? There has to be balance. Keep looking. All through the Bible, law, grace, and truth. Look at this verse. John 1:17, for the law, but grace and trust Christ. Somebody who's all about the law, do this, do that, the law. But there's no grace and truth? Is that balance, yes or no? Somebody, all grace. God's law doesn't matter. You can live your life any way you want to. Is that a balance, yes or no? My point I'm trying to prove is this. God, who? You. If you want to be balanced. I call it the Trinity effect. The Trinity effect. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. We see it there, Matthew. When Jesus was being baptized, he went straightway out, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, voice from heaven, that's the Father, what? Beloved Son, that's Jesus. We see the Trinity effect in that verse right there. Balance. Did I lose you? Respect God. Respect. It's the godly and right thing to do. Body, soul, and what? Spirit. If you take one of those out, you're messed up. If you take any of these out of these balanced things I just put on the screen, they're messed up. If you take respecting you out of the equation, you'll be messed up. Got it? You need to get that in your head. You need to know this is okay. It's called respecting yourself. And we're almost done with the message. A long message today, I guess. Are y'all all right? You still awake? Okay, good. Wait, it's what? I'm going to close with a few things real fast. It's good, baby. I have been bought with a very high price. Say that with me. I have been bought with a very high... Look at what the Bible says. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know why I should respect myself? Because I've been bought with a very high price. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're talking to. Ha! Are you kidding me? Let me take you back to Rockingham. I did Charlie, didn't we, baby? I took him back to Rockingham. Showed him where I grew up, the hellhole I grew up in, the town I came from, the little church I went to where I heard about Jesus and I got saved, and how God's taken me all over the world, man, baby. I'm in good shape. I'm going to tell you something. You don't know who you're talking to. See? Because I've been bought with a very high price. God loves me. You hear me? You think that's better or this way? Oh, I'm just pitiful. God doesn't love me. My life sucks. Is that good or what? Come on. Number two, it's good. I've been crucified with Christ. That's a good thing. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and he gave himself for me. How does that make me feel? Say, and you're going to abuse me? You're going to raise your hand to me? Have you just been drinking something or what? Say, you're going to talk to me like dirt? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't know who I am. Amen? Say. I like this message. It's good. I'm a new creation in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I think I should respect myself. I'm not that bad off. Y'all understand? Yes or no? Some of you looking blank at me like,
I don't know if you're tired or what. Here we go. Unless you wake up and pay attention, you got to get this mess. I'm telling you right now, you got to get this. It's good. I am an overcomer, and I have victory in Christ. That sound pretty good? All this is Bible, by the way. For whatsoever is born of God, that's me, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen? How are you feeling about yourself today? Amen. Come on, praise God. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Some hands going up. Praise God. Respect. Does it start way over yonder? Say, oh no. Oh no. It starts right here. I give you first place. I keep perspective. I'm not God, you are. Words matter. I'm going to respect you with what comes out of my mouth. You're holy. I'm going to make that a priority in my life. It's proper for me to have respect. I don't care what they did or how I hurt sometimes. It's still proper for me to have respect for mom and dad. Life is precious. I need to have purity in my marriage and my relationships. Others deserve that. Amen? If I can't afford it, I ain't getting it. I ain't stealing it. I'm going to purchase it. I'm not going to lie. Because that's not who I am. I'm going to praise the Lord for what I do have. Not look down my nose at others because they got something I don't have. Mm-mm. Because I'm going somewhere in life. I'm trying to get to number 11, baby. Amen? I want peace in my life. Amen? Y'all hearing what the message has been today? And look how tall. Pop it up back up one more time, Raj. Look how tall you're standing. How's that feel? Start learning this. I mean, don't you get this down, buddy. Tell you that right now. It's okay when somebody hurts you or they disrespect you. I'm going to tell you what, it's okay. You might have to pray about it a little bit, but it's okay to stand up for yourself. It's okay to stand up for yourself. You've been taught it's evil, it's bad, you can't stand up for yourself. What would Jesus do? Well, sometimes he was flipping tables last time I checked. Did y'all know that, yes or no? Oh, yeah, when he hit that down to his father and to faith, wow, ticked him off. Is that true or not? Absolutely. Sorry. I'm done with the message this morning. Can you say this loud and clear? I matter big time. How much? This much. Here's how much you matter. Right there, baby. Right there. How much you matter. You hearing me? You've been beat up. You've been beat down. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I matter, baby. Amen. You matter. Come on. You got to have a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And we didn't even let Kristen sing today. That was terrible. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the word this morning. Come on. Amen.